Convulsiveness. Convulsiveness. As I have looked over the proof sheets of the preceding memoranda, I have once or twice feared that my little tract would prove at best but a batch of convulsively written reminiscences. Well, be it so. They are but items, parts of the actual distraction, heat, smoke, and excitement of those times, of the qualities that then and there took shape. The war itself, with the temper of society preceding it, can indeed be best described by that very word, convulsiveness. 3 years summed up. 3 years summed up. During my past 3 years in hospital, camp, or field, I made over 600 visits or tours, and went, as I estimate, among from 80,000 to 100,000 of the wounded and sick, as sustainer of spirit and body, in some degree, in time of need. These visits varied from an hour or two to all day or night, for with dear or critical cases I always watched all night. Sometimes I took up my quarters in the hospital, and slept or watched there several nights in succession. Those 3 years I consider the greatest privilege and satisfaction, with all their feverish excitements and physical deprivations and lamentable sights, and, of course, the most profound lesson and reminiscence of my life. I can say that in my ministerings I comprehended all, whoever came in my way, northern or southern, and slighted none. It afforded me, too, the perusal of those subtlest, rarest, divinest volumes of humanity, laid bare in its inmost recesses, and of actual life and death, better than the finest, most labored narratives, histories, poems in the libraries. It aroused and brought out and decided undreamed-of depths of emotion. It has given me my plainest and most fervent views of the true ensemble and extent of the states. While I was with wounded and sick in thousands of cases from the New England states, and from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and from Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and all the western states, I was with, more or less, from all the states, north and south, without exception. I was with many from the border states, especially from Maryland and Virginia, and found during those lurid years, 1862 to 65, far more Union Southerners, especially Tennesseans, than is supposed. I was with many rebel officers and men among our wounded, and gave them always what I had, and tried to cheer them the same as any. I was among the army teamsters considerably, and indeed always found myself drawn to them. Among the black soldiers, wounded or sick, and in the contraband camps, I also took my way whenever in their neighborhood, and did what I could for them.